Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. The second Mishnah in the sixth Perek here goes through the full discussion, the full disagreement between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about what is and is not Tochas Shabbos. As we know, Rabbi Eliezer says even not only the things that are part of the intrinsic part of the mitzvah, but even things that are machshirin, that are preparatory, setting up the mitzvah, and even those machshirin that could have been done before Shabbos are still Docha Shabbos because it's part of the mitzvah. And the Chachamim say they're not. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, wait a minute, guys. V'halo dinu, this is logical. It's a kal v'chomer. It's logical. Ma im shchita, shehi mishum melacha, Docha Shabbos. If shchita, which is a full av melacha de'oraisa, right? Because it's killing an animal. So shchita is a full av melacha de'oraisa. Nevertheless, it's docha Shabbos. So elu, these things that we just discussed, shehin mishum shfus, they're only derabanan, right? Carrying the animal into the Beis HaMikdash from a carmelis, or bringing it from outside the tchum, or cutting off a wart. All these things are only derabanan. Lo yidchus Shabbos, should they not be docha Shabbos? Right? If an av melacha is docha Shabbos, so certainly these things are only Rabbanon, are certainly going to be Docha Shabbos, otherwise you're not going to have a Korban Pesach. So of course you could do them. That's logical. How can you guys not see that? Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer. Not necessarily. Yom Tov Yochiach. I can prove that your logic doesn't work. Yom Tov disproves your logic. Why does Yom Tov disprove your logic? Shehitiru bo mishum melacha. Because on Yom Tov, avos melachos midaraisa are permitted in the preparation of food, right? You're allowed to shecht animals on Yom Tov for the preparation of food. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the preparation of food. Nevertheless, va'asur bo mishum shvus, but the things that are not involved in the preparation of food, machshirin, right, like bringing food from outside the tchum, right, which you should have done before Shabbos, is not permitted in Yom Tov, right? Va'asur bo mishum shvus. And so even though it's derabanan, since it could have been done before Shabbos, it's still us, Rabbi Eliezer. You don't disagree with that. So, see, Yom Tov disproves your logic. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, Mazi Yeshua, what are you talking about? How could you say that? Ma raya rishus l'mitzvah. You're bringing me proof about a rishus. Eating on Yom Tov is not a chiyuv. Right, it's certainly a good thing. It's a mitzvah, but it's not like Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Eliezer says that's a reshus. You want to eat, eat. You don't want to eat, don't eat. So, of course, there are less things that are permitted. Right, you're bringing me a general idea about eating, cooking on Yom Tov. That's very, very different than the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv b'moado. You have to do it on time. And therefore, there are more things going to be permitted for the Korban Pesach than would be for just general eating on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yeshua, of course, would say, but eating on Yom Tov is a mitzvah. So the different levels of mitzvah, fine, but still eating on Yom Tov is a mitzvah. And nevertheless, only the Doraisa, which is absolutely, only the things that are absolutely required on Yom Tov are permitted, even if they're Doraisa. And the things that are not absolutely required to be done on Yom Tov that could have been done before, even if they're Rabbanan, are still Aser. Rabbi Akiva gives a different answer. Heshem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Eliezer and says, well, you know, I got another proof. Okay? V'amar. Hazah atochiach. I will prove to you that your logic is incorrect from the sprinkling of mechatas. Mechatas is water that has para aduma ashes, red heifer ashes in it. And we use this mechatas to make people tahor from tumas mit. People that come into the contact with a dead person need the sprinkling of the para aduma water in order to become tahor over the course of a week. Shehi mitzvah, and of course this is a mitzvah, not only is it a mitzvah to become tahor, but it is required, right, to eat Korban Pesach. It's a machshir, right? It's a machshir. But it is required. If you don't sprinkle the Par Aduma water on you at the prescribed times, right? If you're up to your last sprinkling, which takes place 7 days after you start, right? So 7 days after your tummy, if you don't do that 7th day sprinkling, you're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So, but it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the sprinkling, even though that means you won't be able to bring or eat the carbon Pesach. Shehi mitzvah, v'hi mishum shvus, it's really only darbanan. There's no daraisa about sprinkling water. Ve'en dochas haShabbos. And nevertheless, even though it means you won't be able to eat the carbon Pesach, it's not dochas haShabbos. Right? So therefore, if the sprinkling of the paraduma water is a machshir, which could have been done before Shabbos, and therefore it's not docha Shabbos, right? So, afata al titma, don't be surprised, al elu of these guys, these other things, where we said, the carrying the animal, etc., sha'ahu pishein mitzvah, even though they are part of the mitzvah in the sense that they are the machshir, they make it possible for you to perform the mitzvah of Karban Pesach because you forgot to do it before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. V'hein mishum shvus, and they're only darbanan. Nevertheless, lo yidchus Shabbos, then they're not docha Shabbos. Just like the sprinkling of the paraduma water is not docha Shabbos, even though it is important machshir to allow you to eat the Karban Pesach. Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, no, v'aleha ani dan. You're bringing me proof from Mechatas that isn't Docha Shabbos? I disagree with that too, because of the same reasons. It's part of the same category. I agree with you that they're in the same category. But that's why I disagree with Mechatas as well. Umayim shchita shei mishum malacha Docha Shabbos. If shchita, which is an Isser Daraisa, right? It's an Av Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos. And nevertheless, it's docha Shabbos in order to bring the Karban Pesach. Hazah, sprinkling of the paraduma water. Shehi mishum shvus is only darbanon. Eino din shedochas haShabbos. So Rabbi Akiva, I agree with you that sprinkling of the paraduma water is in fact in the same category as the other three things we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. The bringing of the Karban through the Carmelis to the Beis HaMikdash, or bringing something from outside the Tchum, or cutting off the Yabelis with your hand. So those are all darbanan also, but they too are permitted. They're all permitted because they are all machshirei mitzvah that are required in order to bring the Karban Pesach. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, wait a minute. Your logic could be flipped around. Why does it have to be that way? Why are you saying if shchita is mutter, so and it's asher daraisa, it's docha Shabbos, so certainly all these darbanan should be docha Shabbos. Let's flip it around. If the sprinkling of the paraduma water is darbanon, and it's aser darai, and it's aser, it's not docha Shabbos. Shchita shi mishum malacha eno din shel yidchus haShabbos. So let's say that shchita, which is daraisa, should certainly not be docha Shabbos. I'm going to realize it. What are you talking about? Akiva, karta mashikasa b'torah. You're violating a daraisa. What are you talking about? How can you say that logic dictates that shchita isn't permitted on Shabbos? Of course, shchita of the Karban Pesach is permitted on Shabbos. You're uprooting the pasuk, which says, bein harbayim b'moado. It has to be brought in the afternoon at its fixed time. Bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. The Torah tells us that the Karban Pesach must be done at its fixed time, whether it's weekday or Shabbos. How can you possibly try to prove by logic that the Karban Pesach is not Tocha Shabbos? Amar lo, Rabbi Kiva says, Rebbe, you're proving my point. That's precisely my point. Right? The Torah has to give me a pasuk to overrule the logic. Right? A general rule is that if something is obvious and logical, the Torah doesn't need to tell me about it. The Torah only needs to tell me things that I wouldn't be able to figure out on my own. And therefore, really, logic dictates that Mechatas is Asher Darabanan and it's not Tocha Shabbos. And bringing the animal to the Beis HaMikdash is Darabanan and it's not Tocha Shabbos. And all of those other things, right? They're all Darabanan and they're not Tocha Shabbos. And so really, Shchita should also not be Docha Shabbos. But the Torah says, bring it at its fixed time, b'moado. And that requires, there's no way for you to possibly fulfill the pasuk of b'moado, bringing the Karban at its proper time, without doing Shchita on Shabbos. Because you can't do the Shchita beforehand. And that requires the Shchita to be Docha. So Rebbe, havili moed le'elu, kimoed l'shchita. Bring me a fixed time. In other words, what fixed time does the Torah mandate for these other things? Where is there in the Torah a fixed time for removing a blemish from an animal with your fingernail? Where in the Torah is there a fixed time for carrying an animal to the Beis HaMikdash through a Carmelis? There is none. And therefore, since there is no fixed time for these, they could have been done the day before. They're not Docha Shabbos. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. And in fact, Rabbi Akiva says, this is the rule, right? This is the general rule. Kol malacha she'efshar la'asos me'ev Shabbos. If you could do it before Shabbos, Eina Dochas HaShabbos. Then it's not Dochas HaShabbos because it's not included in the Gzeiras HaKasuv of B'Moado. When the Torah says you have to do it in its fixed time, it means that those things which are absolutely positively required to be done on Shabbos, because otherwise you couldn't possibly fulfill B'Moado, you can do them on Shabbos. But anything which could have been done before Shabbos is not required in order for you to bring it on time, and therefore it's not Dochas HaShabbos. Shechita, She'i Efshar La'asos Me'ev Shabbos. Right? So, for example, Shechita is not possible to do it before Shabbos. Therefore, Dochas HaShabbos, because it must be done on Shabbos in order to fulfill the mitzvah of B'mo'ado.